and welcome back to the U Up Podcast. I'm Jordana Abraham.
And I am Jared Freed. It is so good to be back here with you, Jordana.
Always a pleasure.
Always a pleasure. It is. There's energy here in the office today.
Yes, it's Monday. We're all back.
I just did an episode of
Diet Starts Tomorrow. I heard.
I love talking shit about the fitness and wellness industry.
It's a lot of fun.
I thoroughly enjoyed it. You came up.
Did I?
Oh, we did some talking about you.
You talk shit about me? What'd you say?
It was funny to hear that.
Am I the new Jamila Jamil?
You're the new Jamila Jamil. Sammy and Aileen were talking about how in college you would just go to bed. And I was like, oh, now I feel less bad about when we tour. You go right to bed.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm going to have 20 vodka sodas by myself. And they're like, yeah, that was us.
Yeah, essentially. I get alcohol makes me very, very tired. That's like
what a great problem to have in certain scenarios.
In certain scenarios, sometimes you like miss out on some stuff. I was always very into like quantity, not quality nights out. Okay. I'd go out all the time, but I'd be asleep by 1 a.m.
Sleep by 1.
Yes.
Yeah, it was nice. It made me feel better because I was like, you know, when we get done with shows, I'm like,
It's not you.
It's not me.
No.
You
know,
like, this is you guys. And so, but that is to bring us to the best topic of all.
Yes.
We are 1 week away from the live shows across the East Coast.
We are. And they are selling a lot.
There's a lot of people coming.
Yeah.
And we're in the rehearsal studio. We're getting our dance numbers down. People listening right now, we want you to come. Okay. You've heard us talk about it. So, get the tickets now.
Just fucking come.
New York and Boston are going to sell out. So I don't want to get your DMs of, oh, well, my friend was going to come and then we get the ticket. No. Get the tickets now. Go to betches.co/uuplive. That's betches.co/uuplive. And it is D.C., Boston, Philly, and New York. We're working on special guests. We're working on a great show. It is fun. It is interactive. Bring the group chat. This isn't just for listeners. This is for everybody. And if I can get ahead of myself, because those shows have sold enough tickets where I feel comfortable enough to have a great experience, let me talk about December. Because December, Los Angeles, we're coming. December 3rd. December 4th, we're in San Francisco. December 5th. Portland, Oregon. If you're listening in Portland, get it together. Get those tickets.
Seriously.
Get it together. Get the group chat.
You might think we're not very Portland-esque.
No, we're the most Portland.
We're going to bring it.
Yeah, I'm bringing my coffee and my judgment of others for not, you know, respecting the earth the way I do. So get ready, Portland. Seattle, Vancouver, Phoenix, Houston, Dallas, Austin. All of those cities. We're coming to your city.
And I'm sure you know by now, we are our tour is sponsored by Moxie Hotels. They're coming to a city near you if they're not already there.
Yep.
And we're staying at the Moxie in D.C. and the Moxie in Boston. And right now, we are like Moxie regulars, and we're really getting into the groove.
Hashtag made to mingle. Made to mingle. That's how I describe
it. Yes, you've made their new
hashtag. Ad campaign. Hashtag made to mingle. Hashtag modern day saloon.
Exactly.
The hangout at the Moxie lobby is made for you to meet people. So
it is such a great. I had a friend ask me about the Nashville one. I was like, great bachelorette spot.
Great spot.
Excellent price point. Good location.
The price point, that's one of those things people are like, why are you bringing up the price? Because there's certain things, like I just got asked, I talked about this on Diet Starts Tomorrow. A friend of mine was like, we're doing a bachelor party. We're going to do Miami and everyone's going to split rooms at the Four Seasons. And I was like, whoa, no. That's
right.
Not when I'm doing.
No one wants to do that for that occasion.
Exactly. Yeah, I want the Four Seasons. I want my honeymoon to be at the Four Seasons.
Right.
I want the vacation where I'm literally cuddled up in the sheets next to, you know, my lady of the night, completely naked and huddling each other. I don't want it when I'm putting up a pillow wall in between me and a dude so we can sleep in the same fucking bed.
Exactly. No one wants to waste their money on that kind of shit.
So that's why the Moxie, perfect price point for your bachelor, your dude's trip, your chick trip, whatever it is.
Yeah. Go to moxiehotels.com to check them out. Let's get into the show.
Let's do it. We got a lot of fun emails. We want to get right into it. I got this DM and I just thought it was
Let's
perfect
hear it.
For
I
want to
hear it.
This may sound very naive, but is this guy asking me for nudes? We have a first date planned this week.
Okay.
So first date planned this
week.
They already
got it planned. Okay.
She sent me the Bumble conversation.
Okay.
Here's the conversation. Ready?
Okay, I'm ready.
She says, you too, which was the end of another conversation.
Okay.
So then she gets back in touch and says, looking forward to bowling, smiley face. Then he writes, ha ha, trust me, I am practicing hard. I don't want to lose, tongue out emoji.
Okay.
Safe travels tomorrow, and maybe you send some pics. I will have some to share too, smiley face. End of convo.
Okay.
Is he asking for nudes?
So she's going on a trip.
I think they have a first date planned the rest of the week, and maybe she's traveling back to the town, and now this was her way of being like, we're checking in to be like, are we still good? And then he goes, can't wait, I'm getting ready.
Send me some
pics. Also, what do you think? Is this nudes?
I think he left it open-ended to just for that reason, so that she's kind of like, if she's into it, then she'll do it. And if she's not, that he hasn't like explicitly asked in a super creepy way, but like he's leaving the door open that if she wants to send them, he's open to that.
It is so, you're so on the money. And it's like, but I love this because he's living in the deniability zone.
Right.
He's living in, if she wrote back, are you asking me for nudes? You go, whoa, who's talking nudes here? You know? And I love that it isn't creepy over text, but it would be creepy in person.
Right. Can you imagine? Send me some pics.
How about if a guy came up to you in a bar and you guys were talking normal and you're like, I meet you in a bar.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, I was just traveling and work is crazy, but I would love, you know, let's exchange numbers because I gotta get going.
Cool. Yeah. We should definitely hang out.
Okay. Cool. You want to go bowling later this week?
That sounds great.
I love bowling. That's awesome. Here's my number. Let me get your number. Cool.
Okay.
I got to go. I'm going to get going. And maybe you send some pics. I'll have some to share too.
Right. That would sound like you would sound like a lunatic.
How fucking crazy.
Right. But that he phrased it actually like quite well because
the penis is a smart individual.
He didn't even allude to anything like sexual. He didn't say anything about like sexy pics or whatever. He just said like maybe you send some pics. Like it could be like the plausible deniability is like maybe it's the scenery. Maybe it's the hotel.
Maybe it's a selfie. Maybe and what I love about this is men are evolving. I'm not saying men are idiots.
In a sneakier way.
We're getting sneakier.
Right.
We're getting...
You're like the virus that starts building up immunity. Right.
That's us.
Yes.
We are the virus building up immunity to being considered a fuckboy before getting there.
Now there's 1,000 strains of the common cold.
Exactly.
Because of that very issue.
We're
resistant.
What he is doing, exactly what you're saying, and I'll add to it by saying... Men let women drive the sexual bus.
Okay.
So we'll always let you take the lead to make this sexual, and we will go with you.
Right. I think a guy who's been around, who's done this a few times, knows that that's the way to go.
Absolutely. Because he's like, hey, and I got some pics for you too. Now she gets to go, if she's in a sexual mood, she can just send a sexy pic.
Right.
And he can go, good. Now I know bowling... She'll be playing with more balls than bowling balls that night.
Okay.
Right. Boo, boo.
I see it.
Hey-o. But I'm saying.
But,
but or she sends like a selfie and it's fun and flirty, but he's like, okay, but this is still a buying signal and I know that she wants, she's excited for the date.
You know, she's into it.
She's into it, but maybe not. That's not the level. It's not going to go to the certain set.
Right.
I'm okay with that. And if it's nothing. You know,
and I didn't ruin it by saying, show me your boobs.
Yeah.
So if I'm her.
Do you go?
I would still go on the date. I wouldn't send him any pictures.
I would ignore that.
I would send him some pictures of like some like very PG things. I would take it super literally and I'd be like, oh, like you wanted to see pictures of like the view from my hotel room.
That's a way. I think that's funny. I think that's actually like the best idea.
Right.
Because
then you're showing him what you're actually interested in.
Totally. And it's okay that someone wants nude pics. We all want nude pics.
Sure.
I want them from everyone I ever meet.
Okay.
Just give me a nude pic.
Everyone. Just so you guys know.
The mailman.
Your DMs are about to get very flooded.
I don't mean, you know what I mean though.
Right,
like,
yeah.
Of course he wants a nude pic.
Right.
Like, but... I can also realize when someone's fun and playful. Mm-hmm. So I don't think you have to like look at him and go, oh, always look at, you're trying to get me, see me new. What you're saying is to me a way to vet this guy out to see if you want to go on the date.
Right. Don't send him whatever you want to send him. And then if he's not interested, he's not the guy for you.
Yeah. And you say, and maybe you send some pics and you go, here's some pics. And it's like a squirrel.
Right. That's, you know, what I'm saying. Like,
and you go, you want some pics? LOL. And if he can't go along with that joke, you probably shouldn't go on the date.
Yeah, if he gets insistent or he brings it up again, totally, then you shouldn't go on the date because you know exactly what he wants,
and he's not even looking to meet you.
Right.
I mean,
he's trying to get there immediately.
He wants to go on a date where there's no question that his time is going towards fucking.
Right. So there's no chance that he's actually looking to get.
No, I do think there is a chance
of something platonic.
I could see. I'm saying this guy got ahead of himself.
Right.
You could send that picture of the squirrel and he could go and he could LOL and send back a picture of a fucking moose or whatever, you know, whatever the playful thing to respond with. And then you guys are joking around about it.
Right.
And then you go on the date and you find out, oh, this is actually fun and we got to know each other. But what we're both saying is this is a way to, if he comes back with anything that's not fun, don't go.
I agree. That's you turn the test back on him.
Exactly.
He's trying to test you.
Yeah.
Switch that shit around.
This is why this podcast is important.
Exactly.
We're helping people. UUP at Betches.com. UUP at Betches.com every Wednesday. And I need you guys to make it your Instagram stories right now. Make it right now.
Tag a bitch.
Rate, review, subscribe. Rate, review, subscribe.
Exactly.
We're going to get that song right.
Get your tickies. I sound so much less cool saying it than you do.
I liked it.
Get your tickies.
Get your tickies, baby.
This podcast is brought to you by Privacy.com. Privacy.com lets you buy things online using virtual cards instead of real ones, protecting your identity and bank information on the internet.
Here's the thing. If you listen to this podcast, you know how much of you is out there because we're commiserating about it. Every day we talk about going online and finding the person you found on the dating app and finding their Instagram and their LinkedIn and their Facebook. And listen, if you're doing it, they're doing it. And if we can do it with our level of education and knowledge, someone a little bit smarter who wants to can get to your identity.
I know, and that's very scary because anytime we buy anything online, we give access to our personal information to merchants and their data partners, and this happens without our clear consent. It's not always the sexiest topic.
No.
But you know what? People don't want to date you if you have terrible fucking credit, and that can happen if you don't protect your identity.
Head to privacy.com/UUP. That's privacy.com/UUP to sign up and start shopping. As a special treat for our listeners, new customers will automatically get $5. That's $5. That's free money to spend on your first purchase. Yep, that's free money and to use on any online purchase. So listen, just like we were just saying, you are pretty good at finding out all the things you can about someone from just a name and a picture on a dating app. Think about how good someone is who really knows what the fuck they're doing.
Exactly.
So go to privacy.com/UUP. Privacy.com/UUP for your $5 and sign up now.
So we both got this DM from someone on Instagram. And I printed out the email. I think you have one as well. It's at the end.
Okay.
And I'll read it. It is a very good question.
I'm not encouraging people. After these podcasts come out every Wednesday,
I get a slew of DMs.
I do give advice on Patreon. Right. You can do that.
If you have an email,
send the email.
It in.
Send the email. So I did
UUP at Betches.com.
So I got this last night. Jordana got it as well. And then we texted about it and I told the woman to send it in. Right. And so this is the email.
But just so you know, we're not gonna like print your DMs. It's a little too much work for us.
UUP at Betches.com. UUP at Betches.com. What's the email?
UUP at Betches.com.
UUP at Betches.com.
Okay. Hey, Jared and Jordan, I'm a longtime listener of you. I've wanted to throw a question your way. I've never done this before, but I'm hoping you both can offer some insight on something that rocked my weekend.
Rocked!
Sorry for the length. In this case, I actually do think the length included all the necessary details. I'm 25.
Writing sorry for the length, though.
Adds length. Yes.
Okay.
It's a internal struggle between wanting to be self-aware and also continuing to send
give us the facts.
Additional link.
Yeah, I hear it.
I'm 25 and I've been seeing this guy for about 4 months. We went to the same college but never met until at a party with some mutual friends. We hit it off immediately, but we talked about taking things slow since both of us had run too quickly into relationships before. We'd started seeing each other twice a week and talking every day, and eventually...
What do you think... I'm sorry to interrupt.
Okay.
What do you think of that, like, you haven't hooked up yet, but saying we're going to take things slow? Like, why... I understand why that conversation happens.
Right.
But why do you think people do that? I think...
Why do they state it?
I think men and women are doing it for two different reasons.
Like, I think if I was going to say it, I'd be, I'm not going to have sex with you yet.
Yeah.
Right.
And if I was to say it, it would be, we're never going to get into a relationship.
You think that means that 100%?
I don't know if it means it 100%, but it's saying...
It's unlikely.
It's unlikely now.
Okay.
It's also me saying I'm fucking other people.
Okay. Good to know.
I mean, that's right. That's what it's saying.
All right. Well, to me, it's saying I'm not having sex with you. Yeah.
Interesting. So, right. I mean, I'm just... So, let's get in... I like that we're talking this out because I'm... Mm. This happens... It feels like every email... It starts as two people saying, no, we're not looking for anything, and they're just lying to each other.
Right. I also, like, don't really, I mean, I don't want to speak for all women. I'm speaking for myself. Okay. But, like, for me, I've never been in a point in my life where if the right person came along that I wouldn't be interested in getting into a relationship with them. Where I'd be like, I'm just trying to, like, fuck around. I guess that is a thing.
But that's what guys always say all the time. They're like, when a girl asks them if they're, what are they on the app for? Like, guys ask, why are you on the app? Mm-hmm. Because they want to know if you're going to go to suck your dick. You know, like,
of course.
But of course. Right. Finally.
Finally, there's an app for this.
So, but when girls ask it, it seems like they're like, why are you on the app? And then guys go, you know, just kind of hanging, having fun. And, you know, if something works out, it works out.
I hate that.
But that's the reality. Right,
yeah.
That's,
I hate when
the
something,
honesty of it.
Well, when something, if it works, that to me says I'm not actually, I can't say the actual thing that I want to say because it's sort of like, it's like not okay to say.
But isn't that what you just said to me?
What?
Didn't you just say, even when I'm not looking for a relationship, if it works out with the right person, right. It works out? Isn't that the same thing that the guy's saying when he's asked why he's on the dating app? I'm here to fuck because that's what I want to do all the time. But also, if the right person came along, I'll fuck them forever.
Oh, is that what that means? So he is leaving it open to a relationship. So you're saying there's a chance.
There's a chance.
Okay, I thought you were saying that he's like basically saying that he's just looking to fuck around.
No, I think men genuinely believe when they say that they're being honest.
That they would commit to someone.
They're just not saying it enough. So when a guy says, yeah, whatever happens, I'm not against the relationship, but I'm not looking for that right now. Mm. They're saying a version of the more honest version, which is, I want to fuck a lot until the person I want to fuck forever.
Shows up
until, and I don't know what makes that connection happen, but I know it's going to happen at some point. And until then, I'm going to take a lot of different tastes at the ice cream shop.
Okay.
And that's hard to say.
Right. That's
not on this podcast.
Yeah, I agree.
You know, like, you're disgusted by that answer now.
I mean, I understand the truth in it, but it's also, it's like a little depressing.
I don't mean to depress anyone.
No, I see what you're saying. I think it's honest.
That's why the podcast exists. But let's go on with the email. Sorry.
So they talked about taking things slow since both of us had run too quickly into relationships before. We'd started seeing each other twice a week and talking every day, and eventually it came out.
But I'm sorry to interrupt again, but this is why this happens. Like, this is because she'll look back and go, we're trying to take things slow. But then why do you text me every day? It's like, yeah, because he likes you. Like, you're the one that's working out with now.
And it's also interesting to me that she says, we had run too quickly into relationships before. To me, that says she slept with someone too early and then he didn't text her and she thought it was going somewhere and it wasn't. So now she's trying to not sleep with someone too early in her mind.
And to me, it's him saying, I've slept with people who thought we were going
to
be more.
I've done the same thing to someone else that was done to you, which is why you also want to take it slow.
This is a good episode already. I'm happy with this right
there
now.
There we go. It eventually came out 3 months down the line that it had been a while since either of us had gone on another date with anyone else. 2 weeks ago, we took a weekend trip to a cabin and had a great time. He told me that he's not seeing anyone else and he doesn't want to, and we stopped short of stating that we were in an actual relationship. That exclusive but not dating dynamic is a bitch. Everything was going great, and on Friday we planned to get dinner, watch the World Series game with some friends, and then I planned to have the talk where we actually confirmed our relationship. We go to dinner, head to the bar, and like she's like, she's planning this talk. Which is funny. We go to dinner, head
it's
to the
bar. It's also like, we're early in the email, but what's to gain from the talk at this point? He's like, I'm not fucking anyone else. And she's like, we just stopped short.
Security.
Like, I understand security, but I'm saying like.
It's also kind of figuring out why someone even wouldn't. For me, it would be like, I'd be thinking about like, why didn't he just define it in that moment?
I kind of, my feelings always been like, what do you get out of the definition? What more? I know it's security, but like he did just say, I'm not fucking anyone else. You were having fun together. Now you've wasted a whole night of having fun to like plan this talk to get agreement.
He doesn't know that.
I know he doesn't think that, but I'm saying like,
because I think it's so for, I think for men, like definitions and labels are like not fun. And for us, it's the opposite. It's like, we can relax when we know that like,
every time a woman gets a label, I just imagine them like sitting back like, undoing their pants, like letting their gut out. Just like,
no, it's true. Then you're like, okay, I know. Because for us in the beginning,
got that label, time to let it fly.
In the beginning, it's just like, it's true. Honestly, though. That's exactly what we do.
Oh, we're in a relationship. Gotcha.
That's it. No, it's like in the beginning.
Let me take off this wig.
There's so much anxiety around like the definition of like what you are and where you're going and the fact that someone might just like leave at any point and you don't know how they feel about you, that getting that label feels like, okay, like I know where this person stands. I'm getting, and that's the easiest way to let someone know where you stand is to give it a label.
Sure. I mean,
every label that you give is one step. It's harder for that person to just like leave and owe you nothing. Yeah. Because like you said, people owe each other nothing in the very beginning of dating.
I would argue that the label doesn't really stop anyone from being a piece of shit. You know,
but it's a signaling factor, right?
Yeah, it's a signaling factor, but like you're not going to get more. She's getting two times a week and texting every day and they're hanging out every weekend. And he's like, yeah, I'm really not having sex with anyone but you. To me, I'd be like, oh, great. So we're in a relationship. I'm actually happy with that. Like that would be my response.
Right. She just wants to hear it.
I know.
I understand it because I understand the initial relationship feeling of anxiety. And you're kind of like, I want to know where this person stands. Mm-hmm. And I have these feelings and I want to know that they're being reciprocated so that I don't get too deep into this mentally in my head without some sort of like affirmation or signal from the other person that they're also very into this.
Yeah. I would say you're already mentally deep in it no matter what.
We'll find out.
We'll find out.
So 2 weeks ago, they took a weekend trip to the cabin. She wants to, she was going to, whatever. Everything was going great on Friday. We're planning to get dinner, watch the World Series game with some friends. And I plan to have the talk where we finally confirmed our relationship. We go to dinner, head to the bar. And if anything, we're having a little more PDA than usual. Everything seemed pretty perfect. We head back to my house. And since we're both a little drunk, we plan to order a pizza.
Perfect night.
He hands me his phone and heads to the bathroom. Uh-oh. While I go to Postmates, where they say that they're going to text me a code since I've entered a new delivery address. I see in the recent text that there's one from a girl and the conversation is on Do Not Disturb. Mm. Yes, I snooped. Turns out they had been sexting all night while he was with me at the bar, pretty explicitly. He comes back in my room and I tell him I saw the text and that he should get out of my house, and he doesn't argue and just leaves. He texts me in the morning asking to come over and explain and apologizes for just leaving without a word the night before. He explains that he's incredibly sorry for taking advantage of my trust and that this girl is someone who lives far away and he's had flings but never a real relationship with, and that he's not interested in pursuing anything with her. It's a toxic dynamic between them, but they tend to talk when they're both in between relationships. He plans to cut ties with her because he hasn't felt as confident in any relationship like he feels about me, but he was falling back on old habits. The gray space we had, which we hadn't actually stated a relationship, was where he knew what he was doing was wrong, but it wasn't actually breaking any boundaries. And as far as doing it in front of me, he was compartmentalizing the conversation. It wasn't reflecting on where he was or who he was with. He knows I could easily say to fuck off, but if I want to get through it and allow him to rebuild my trust, he's ready to work for as long as it takes. I'm confident that it's a genuine apology, but I'm still incredibly hurt. It might have something I might have someone that I text or even sex between relationships, don't we all? But I would never do that in front of a first date, let alone in front of someone I was seeing for 4 months while holding their hands at the bar. I'm shocked by the brazenness of how disrespectful it is, and that's not the person I've gotten to know over the past 4 months. What do you think? Am I being too sensitive? Is this a mistake that I should forgive and move forward with our official relationship? Or is it too big of a display of disrespect to move on from? Thanks for any / all advice that you have. Again, love the podcast and thanks for your time.
So
it's a great question.
It's a great question.
I'm sorry that this happened.
I'm sorry it happened. I also believe both of them. Mm-hmm. Like I empathize, and I don't think she's being too sensitive.
I agree.
Everything she's brought
up. It's a very hurtful thing to discover.
Hurtful thing. And so...
discovered it in a very like non...
It doesn't... It's a snoop, right. But it's a... That could happen.
Right.
It's not like the phone's just sitting there and she's like ran over it while he's taking a shit. Like, yeah. That, you know, like this all feels kosher. Even the way he reacted, where he goes, all right. I'm going to go. Like, I like the way he handled it. Like,
that he just left?
I like that he left because
he wanted to compose him his
let's get composed. His defense. I need to figure out. And I do think that if he was sexting with someone that he doesn't really ever plan on seeing, which is a thing, let's not act like that's not a reality. That you'd be sexting with someone that exists only on your phone.
During a date?
This is the thing the brunch table will bring up.
For me, that's really the thing. It's that it was while he was literally hanging out with her. That to me otherwise it's almost like porn to me.
I know. And I'm defending the undefendable. Like I understand that got caught.
You're OJ's lawyer.
I'm OJ's lawyer. And I'm willing to take this up because there are things we have to like bring up. It's easy to trash this guy. It's easy to look at him and go, you're on a date. Like all of this stuff, you know, going back to Jamil, who I love referencing, all of the stuff you're saying is correct.
Right.
So to go back to his apology, he did come back the next day. He did stand in front of her. Like so many people that listen to this podcast, how many people that you've seen would have just been like, oh, fuck it. See you later.
Well, yeah, after reading all your terrible emails.
He came back. He came back to face you face to face. So it does feel like he, you know, from the sound of the email, it would take a legitimate psychopath.
Right, it's not like he was texting her this whole response.
Yeah,
right?
He went and faced the music. Mm-hmm. And he said to her, I want to make this work. I feel more confident in this relationship than I ever have. And then her response is, you're doing this while on the date with me. I do understand the disconnect between the phone and reality. I do understand, and I'm not saying he's right, but I do understand how you could really care about someone and feel like a relationship is going somewhere while also be weaning yourself off of a sexting that you've been doing for a couple of years. Think of the difference.
But why not just not do that night?
I hear you. I agree with you, but...
I also think that breaks... I don't think he didn't do it. I think like that does break an... If they're exclusive, I think that goes against the exclusiveness of their discussion. I think it's like a lie.
Sure. I think... But also I would say that there is a skin-shedding process that exists now that never existed before. When you start dating
that's what
someone,
you say, the shedding of all the pseudo hookups.
Yeah, you have to shed the sexters. You have to shed the hookups. You have to shed the person that texts you every week at 1 a.m. Like, this exists for guys and girls. Like,
right.
The idea, like, if, and she said, that's why the timeline makes sense to me. They're 4 months in. He just recently said, I feel so good about this that I want to, like, he's had some of a conversation.
Right.
I'm just saying, like, I know he fucked up and he's wrong. The question she comes with is like,
can I forgive him? Can I forgive him? Is that like a really...
I'm trying to make her feel better by telling her the things that I've had go on in my mind where I'm like, this is a person that I never would go hook up with. Like, I would never leave a party to go hook up with this person, but I will receive their text.
But you'll still answer their text while you're out? That seems like if I'm out having fun, I'm not like texting anyone even like about anything. If I have someone,
yeah.
If I have a friend or someone who's texting me about a show or something funny they saw, I'm not really answering them until like, even like the next day when I'm bored. I'm not like text. Talk about like with your theory of like people aren't, I mean, or our theory, people aren't bad at texting. They're bad at texting you. Like if you're taking time out of this date to answer and come up with sexual like text messages, to me, that's like a statement that you're not like, the level of commitment to this person is not zero, is not like zero or even really 10. To me, it's a, if we're talking about out of 100, it's like almost at the 50 range because you're answering.
Do you have any thought? I agree with everything you're saying. Do you have any thought that because he was being overly PDA, that this was like he's almost answering this person, getting himself revved up for the person that's in front of him?
I mean,
you know, I don't know.
Right. I don't know if that like matters to me. I don't know if I'd be like, well, like it's you're the one I really want. It's more like.
I know. And that's why it's so difficult because like, you know, he's sexing with this person. When would this end? You know, like when would the end date be?
Would she have to catch him to like, in order to end it?
That would
be my
question.
How does she even know that it's that he's going to end it? To me, it's I think the most frustrating and sort of like sad part to her is like she kind of probably thought they were somewhere where she couldn't even imagine doing that maybe with someone else.
Yeah,
and it's like, oh, not only could you like go there with someone else, but you could do it while you're sitting right next to me. It's kind of like I don't even know you.
Yeah, I don't mean to try and get this guy off the hook because
I'm not saying this is like the worst thing that anyone could ever do. I can understand why he would rationalize it in some way, shape, or form.
And I could see her going, you know what? You betrayed me enough for me to not date you ever again. I don't want that from anyone I'm dating. And I could see her going, and I'd be like, yeah, you're not wrong for that.
Right.
And you're not wrong for going, hey, we all have people we text. If you want to pursue me, you can keep pursuing me and I'll see how I'm feeling.
Right. I would take that.
I wouldn't think that's wrong.
I don't think that would be like some, like she would look like such a desperate, like sad person if she let, it's not like if he made a mistake and he's owning up to it.
Yeah.
I think what you could say is like, I feel like the progress of our relationship has sort of taken too many, it's now set back.
Yeah.
Like you said, like if you want to, like I'm not like saying like, oh, now you've decided you want me to be your girlfriend and like, that's great for me. It's more like now I kind of have to figure out who you are again.
Yeah. I don't think you can go back to, you can't go backwards, but you can't go forwards.
Mm-hmm.
I think both are true. She can't be like, well, I guess we're going to start dating other people now. Like that's not what's going to happen.
Right.
You have to pursue me in the way you would pursue someone that you're trying to date.
Right. And when I feel like I can really trust you.
Yeah.
Then she has
to be able to let go of it.
One thing that does annoy me, I feel like, about what he did say is like, he's like, you have every right to tell me to fuck off. And I understand if you want to do that. That is annoying to me because it's always like the guy being like, then he puts it like on you.
On her. You're the person that ended
right.
This.
When guys say that, it's kind of like, oh, like, so now like, you know, if you want out, like I'm giving you, like I understand.
Mm-hmm.
That I don't like more. What I prefer in this scenario is like a full ownership and like I'm really sorry. I really want to be with you and like I really hope that that's what you think. Not like, well, if you want to tell me to fuck off, that's fine.
Yeah, it is an annoying thing. I hate when
I've gotten that before too, and I find it to be very like it's almost like an ego protection at a moment where like they shouldn't be like entitled to that.
Yeah, and they can go back and go, she saw some stuff in my phone, was like, told me to go fuck myself, so I left. And it's
right.
Like, it makes it her really, the emotional
right.
one.
It doesn't put yourself in like a vulnerable like position of like, this is really what I really, really want. I really hope that you can forgive me and that we can work on this together.
Yeah. I mean, it's tough because we can't tell her what to do. We can't tell her how to feel. I will say this though, like to try and comfort her, like, you can be 4 months in with someone that you think is going somewhere while texting other people that you don't think are going anywhere.
But that being said, I also think that if you do have a clear discussion about not seeing other people, that this is not an okay thing to be doing.
Yeah, I mean,
it does seem like a very almost like a black and white in that instance thing of like, we had a discussion where we weren't going to be doing that and you continue to do that. So it's like it is a trust thing for me.
I know. But the what's interesting to me is like this guy's thinking, he's like, if that never got found, the thing I can't tell you is if that never got found, would he be relinquishing?
Would he do it on his own?
Would he shed his skin on his own?
Right.
Or do you have to scrape it off of him? And that's the thing you have to try and get over and see in actions as the relationship grows, right, if you let it go.
And that's also kind of like, for us, understanding that like skin shedding thing is the difference between living in a super romantic world and in a real world. Because in your romantic like world and the way that mm-hmm. women talk to each other about relationships is that like, it doesn't count unless he really wants to do it. And like, yeah, it was like his, you know what I mean? Like, it'd be more like, I'm not even so upset that you were texting someone. It's that you like still wanted to. Mm. And I think that is like a little bit of a more romantic notion. And I understand it's that like sex romantic is a little different for men. But in our minds, it's kind of like, I don't want to have to like catch you and then make you stop doing it. I want you to like not want
to
do that.
I want you to, you know, move on and do it on your own. I get that. Yeah.
And I understand that that's like a little bit of like a naive.
I mean, that's the reason he has the do not disturb on.
Yeah. That's also like, you knew this was wrong. Otherwise it wouldn't be on do not disturb.
But I, in the beginning of my relationship, I put people on do not disturb to save the romantic part from the reality. So I would put it on people that I was like, I don't want blankety blank popping up while we're on date 5.
Right.
Because
you haven't gotten.
I'm trying to get through to see if this can be date 30.
Right.
And I don't need the argument of who's that person that.
But would you be answering that person in the middle of your date?
No, but I'm saying if I went to the bathroom and I'm charging my phone and all of a sudden, you know, blankety blank shows up on my phone, then it's like, who's this person? And I have to go, well, we were hooking up like, you know, four right. months before we started.
I understand, and
now it's a conversation of like, are they still in, they're still in your life? And it's like, well, kind of, but not really. Like,
I just think that's different than like having text sex with someone while totally. You're on that fifth date.
I'm with you. I know, and but that's also why. I mean,
I think for him, I think for her, she should be like, I just want you to like think about like why you would be like, what about like, what would make you want to be answering this person? Like, are you as into me as you're telling me that you are? Because if you were truly that into me, I don't think you'd want to be texting this person back when you were literally right next to me.
Yeah.
So for me, I would turn it like on him. I would just be like, to me, like, I don't necessarily believe you.
But going back to what something you just said, like the actions and mm-hmm. like him coming to her the next day and having a conversation face to face to me is already like effort one.
I agree. It's a start.
It's a start.
Yeah.
So if she's sitting there wondering, like, do I go with this? I would say let him do stuff like that.
Right. I think I think you can give him a chance. I don't think that's like a sad move.
I also think he can dump his ass. I think both are okay. It's a tough one. This is why this podcast exists.
Right. And the annoying thing about that kind of thing is it taints the relationship going forward. It takes it out of this world where like it is.
Fantasy world, the honeymoon period.
Yeah. It takes it out of that. Yeah. And like that's like what part that sucks the most. It's like getting back to that, the way that you kind of felt about someone, and like it pops that like bubble into saying like, this is what I thought it was.
Now
it's
not exactly that. Now you have to get down to the math of the relationship, which sucks.
Right.
You want to have the romantic stuff as long as possible, and then someone go, hey, we gotta fucking really talk about this.
Yeah, and trust is like a tough thing to like have to rebuild, especially when it's done super early like that. But I think I wouldn't judge for giving him another shot, but I also like you said, like
it
you
sucks
have to look at the whole thing.
I do understand the idea of texting someone while being with the person you really like. I get that, and someone's listening at home nodding along, and that's a tough reality.
I mean, especially in the beginning, I don't feel like that.
Yeah,
I feel like if you're truly, really into someone in the way that she describes it being, it would be like that. I wouldn't be. I wouldn't be able to do it.
I'm defending the. I know. I'm with you. I. It's tough. That's why we play the game.
So today's podcast is brought to you by Casper, a brand which we love very much.
Love Casper. Casper is a sleep brand that makes expertly designed products to help you get your best rest one night at a time. Here's the thing. You need a good bed. You need a good sleeping experience. That's how you get through the day.
Did you know that by the time you're 50, you spend 20 years in sleeping?
That's crazy.
Right?
20 years.
Imagine what we could be doing.
Imagine how little you're helping yourself right now without the right sleep product.
Exactly.
And that's why Casper's here. Casper offers three other mattresses, the Wave, the Essential, and the Hybrid. The Wave features a patent-pending premium support system to mirror the natural shape of your body. Ooh. The Essential has a streamlined design at a price that won't keep you up at night. The Hybrid combined the pressure relief of the award-winning foam with durable yet gentle springs. Here's the thing. And then they have the original. This is all great.
They got it
stuff.
All.
It's all here. But the important thing is, listen, if you're sleeping on the same bed from college, or you're sleeping on the bed that you got from a brother or a sister or somebody or a cousin that was like giving out mattresses, like it was just, why do you think they gave it to you?
Because they don't want it. Because they don't want a better mattress.
Yeah. So why don't you take care of yourself? Why don't you get a Casper mattress? Why don't you take the free money that we're about to give you? Okay.
So Casper cuts out the middleman. They sell directly to you. It's hassle-free returns. If you're not completely satisfied, they deliver right to your door in a small, how do they do that? Size box. Free shipping and returns in the United States and Canada. And you can be sure of your purchase with Casper's 100-night risk-free sleep on it trial.
That was my mom's first question. How do you buy a mattress from a podcast without even knowing what it feels like? And it's like, yeah, you're going to get 100 nights to check it out.
Yeah.
So that's what they're
going to
do.
Literally no risk.
So here's your free money, people. Get $100 towards select mattresses by visiting casper.com/UUP. That's casper.com/UUP. Using UUP at checkout. So casper.com/UUP and use UUP at checkout to get $100 towards select mattresses. Terms and conditions apply. So listen, people. I get a lot of DMs that are like, hey, do you have that mattress thing now? These run out. Okay, they don't just sit there forever. So get on it, get your free money, $100 towards select mattresses. Go visit casper.com/UUP, check out what they got, and then when you get the checkout, use UUP at checkout. UUP at Betches.com, UUP at Betches.com. Let me take a breath right now so you can screenshot that you're listening and make it your Instagram story.
There you go.
Okay, good. All Let's right, do some more
we,
email.
We got a question about the mute feature when it comes to dating. Mm-hmm. Someone writes, thanks for your wisdom. Love the podcast. Constantly listening to you when I'm getting ready, running errands, whatever. I catch my friends bitching about their dating life, and I constantly emphasize to them how helpful you are to our modern dating world.
Oh, thank you.
Anyway, recently I've been looking at my stories and have noticed someone who is haunting me finally stopped looking at the stories I would post. Digging in deeper, I noticed he had also stopped liking my pictures and even responding to things I posted. This might sound insane and egotistical, but he literally has 200 followers and used to actively show up in my feed.
Okay.
I started investigating and realized that there's a feature on Instagram where you can mute selected followers by going to their profile.
I'm a user. I'm a believer.
Agreed. Mute is one of the best things mute that Instagram has ever made.
Please don't mute me, but I'm wary of the mute feature. I use it.
What are you wary of?
I'm aware of it because I don't want to do so many stories that someone's like, fuck, stop it already.
Oh, you're aware of it. You're on the defense of being muted.
I believe that's something as a personality and a comedian that I should be aware of. But
interesting.
I think some people are unaware of the mute feature.
She says, I'm a little confused why this tool is even present when an unfollow or block is a clearer message that you don't want to see someone's shit anymore. Would love your thoughts on this feature. Thanks for being the Mr. and Miss Miyagi of our generation. Love your reluctantly muted follower. I think...
I love this question.
Right. I think what she's saying is like, she says an unfollow or block is a clearer message that you don't want to see someone's shit. The mute is for an unclear message. It's the whole purpose is that you're not unfollowing.
There's some people in this world that want everything black and white, and they want the feelings of others told directly to their face so that they don't have to deal with it on their own. And this person who I...
There's comfort in black and whiteness.
Of course.
That's why we like labels.
This person needs to grow up. this person. And I listen, I appreciate they listen and I appreciate their email because it is a good email. Mm-hmm. The mute feature is a way to go on living in a world where you don't have to have enemies and best friends.
Right. It's actually the most mature of features.
Yes.
Because it's saying, I'm not trying to tell you something or prove something to you via like Instagram, but I also like am protecting my own sanity by not
totally
watching things that don't bring me joy.
Yeah. And sometimes, and that's not to say your stuff isn't good stuff, but it is to say your stuff does something, doesn't mess with the chemicals in my brain.
Right. It doesn't make me feel good.
It doesn't make me feel good. Listen, there are good friends of mine that are comics that I've been like, I'm just going to bow out of their stories.
Right.
I'm happy to see their feed, but I'm going to be like, their stories are a lot. And
their posts are a lot sometimes.
Their posts are a lot. And this isn't bringing joy to my life.
Right. But I'm not trying to like start something with you.
And I also, I'm not trying to start something with you. I'm also not trying to say that it doesn't bring joy to someone else's life.
Right.
Like,
you're not invalidating the...
Just because you love chocolate doesn't mean fuck vanilla.
Right.
It's not for me right now. And I'm going to be a happier, better person for not... And this is why when I'm saying to people like unsubscribe from exes, like that has nothing to do with them.
It's about you.
It's about
right.
you.
Is this when you watch, when you see, you have to think, I think about that with every story that I watch. Is this thing at worst making me feel nothing and at best making me feel something good?
Yeah. And also she says it's a guy haunting. So it's a guy she used to hook up with and he kept looking at her stories and now doesn't look at anything.
Right. Probably eventually realized, hey,
what am I doing here?
Right.
Why?
What's the point of
this? I'm getting nothing out of this. I'm a little bit creepy. I know more about an ex's life than I do about you know, some of my good right. friends. Like, I've had that moment.
Yeah, I've had that moment. I mute a lot of people where I'm like, I don't have anything against you, but like, I don't need to be knowing this information about you.
There's someone that I follow on Instagram. We've never even met. I think they used to like follow me when I first started doing comedy. And then like, they probably followed my whole thing, but I followed them. And I don't even know who they are. I don't even know who they are, but I knew that they had gotten engaged. And then like all of a sudden the guy's gone. Now I'm like, what's going on?
Now you're like, I'm so happy that I follow.
Well, now I'm like, I'm looking for clues. I'm like, and I don't know this person that messaged him, but I'm also realizing, I'm like, how the fuck do I know this much about this person's life that
right.
I've never
you feel
even
creepy
met? It's creepy.
Yeah.
So I do understand where the person's like, he's saying, this guy that she's wondering about, he's saying, I'm cool with you. I'm unsubscribing in my own way to make myself right. feel better and feel less about it.
But hey, maybe we'll run into each other one day and I'll resubscribe. It leaves the door open too. It's not as like...
That's happened to me.
Yeah.
Where someone that like I never seen watch my stories, all of a sudden I'll say, hey, what's up to them? And all of a sudden they've watched them all.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, they're just checking in. They're seeing what's going on here. There are people that don't follow me that watch all my stories. To me, you can't tell someone how to feel. It's their thing, not about you.
I think when you're constantly checking an ex's like status or updates or something, you're just living in the past.
Yeah, absolutely.
Unsubscribing to those things, whether it's the mute or unfriending or blocking or unfollowing, it's saying I'm choosing to start a new future. I'm choosing to move forward. I'm choosing to not live in this past situation where I'm wondering what you're up to.
And also, like the way this person lives, they're like, they'd rather someone walk by them on the street and be like, fuck you. Yeah. Yeah. Right at their feet, instead of just being like, hey, how you been? Everyone has to live that way. We all have to live in a community where someone goes, hey, how you been, to someone they fucking hate.
Right. And that's, I think the mute is the equivalent of the unenthusiastic how's it going.
Yeah.
When you see you or the walk and wave.
Or the version of seeing someone on the other side of the street and turning the other way so you don't have to talk to them.
That too.
UUP
right,
at Betches.com.
But you're not saying fuck you.
UUP at Betches.com. Let's do some awkward sex.
Let's do it.
Dear J&J, I've been hooking up with this guy for close to 2 months. The last time I was giving him head, I noticed it was taking him much longer than it usually does, which really isn't too long. I love that subtle brag. I asked him if there was an issue because I wanted to make sure he was enjoying it. I guess he decided to replace my hands and mouth with his own hands. What do you mean you guess?
I guess that's what's happening here.
I guess that's what's going on. At first, I thought he was trying to show me what he wanted, so I went back. But then he was literally just trying to jerk himself off. I was like, I guess you don't need me then. He's like, why can't I just masturbate? And I said...
Okay.
Now it's turning into an argument about how he comes.
Is this like while he's doing it?
Why can't I just masturbate like I'm doing right now?
Right.
And I said, I am not sure why I'm even here. I'm leaving. So I went to the bathroom for a minute. By the time I came back, he was already done. He didn't understand why it was offensive. I kept explaining that I was working so hard to make him come, but clearly I'm not even good enough. I was literally competing with his hands. And if that's the case, what's the point of me being here? He said, well, I have been masturbating since I was 13. And you shouldn't be jealous that my hand is better than you. I just has experience. This is a crazy argument. I said, I really don't want to know about you masturbating. Please stop telling me. I also said, let's say we're at my place and you're eating me out. But then I say, actually, this doesn't feel good. And then I get my vibrator out. Wouldn't you not be offended? He said, no. I would be happy for you.
I'm so happy for you.
Good for you. Oh, look at you and the rabbit. Good for you. Great job.
Snaps.
So happy for you.
There we go.
Hear that in the background. So J&J, is there a right and a wrong? She's bringing it to the court of us. Would you be weirded out, offended if a partner masturbated in front of you because you couldn't just get the job done, or happy that they felt comfortable enough doing it? Sincerely, talk to the hand.
It's a good name.
Love that name.
I like that name.
So, Judge Jordana?
I'm not into this. I think that it's like, I think that this, and I think I'm going to be a impartial person. I think that I think that if she were to use a vibrator and this guy is trying to jerk himself off, it's less about the experience of being with someone else and more about the output.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think that's what sex should be about, because obviously it's easier for us all to get ourselves off.
Sure.
We know exactly, like, do you know what I mean?
Sex and masturbation.
It's not about that.
Yeah, it's two different things.
Right. He's acting like sex is just another means to an end.
Yeah, means to, yeah.
When that, to me, that's not really what it's about. So to me, that's why I'm out on this one. I wouldn't bring a vibrator in, especially if I was the first time I was sleeping with someone, mostly because for me, it's more about, again, the experience of being with the other person, exploring them, figuring out what you both like, seeing if there's like a sexual chemistry. It's not like, oh, this is my like orgasm machine that just happens to be like breathing.
My breathing orgasm machine.
It's not about that for me.
To me, the answer lies somewhere in the middle.
Okay.
Like, I do think that when he started jerking off, she could have started sucking on the balls or something.
Seems like he stiff-armed her. Right.
Which could be the name of this, the stiff arm.
Yeah.
At that point, she could go, is there anything I can do? And then he could have been like, it could have been more of a team.
Yeah, more of like a
thing.
Experience together. It reminds me of sometimes Mike and I will cook together.
Sure.
And he'll get like annoyed that I'm like doing something wrong. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, listen, like I could order in.
Yeah.
This is about,
I don't need
like,
this.
This is about the experience of like doing this thing together and like having fun with this. If it's about like the way that I'm chopping the fucking like garlic, like, fuck it, you do it. I'll order something. Whatever. It's not about, it's, to me, it's not about the output. It's not about like making the best meal. It's about like having fun with it and like doing something together.
I have been in her position.
Okay.
Where it is annoying because you're like, I'm listening. I'm doing everything. I'm here to be a part of the solution.
Right.
So because
you're making me feel useless.
She's looking up and going, what can I do? She did ask. And he was like, can I just jerk off? And you're like, well, that's not what this is all about.
Right.
Like, I've been in the position where like I'm going down on a girl and I'm listening for the oohs and ahs. I'm going, you know, I'm using hands and I'm licking and stop right there. Keep going right there. Keep going right there. Keep going. You know that.
Right. It's an experience with another person.
And then I have been like, okay, you're done. Like they're my coach.
Okay.
And like pushed off to the side.
And then the vibrator comes in, or they start using their own hand.
And then I'm just like, all right, what do I do now? and I just like hold their hand until they get off, and I'm just like some sort of like fucking cheerleader, like good, keep going, good job,
you got this. Right.
That is a horrible, because I do feel like, and I'm like, what are we doing here at this point? Like, why am I here? I do think her jumping to the conclusion of like, I guess I should just leave. Like, that's a little like, I would have been like, hey, you didn't really make me feel
great.
Well,
it sounds like she started off trying to like get involved, and he was like, I don't need you.
It escalated quickly.
Yeah.
To me, I have sat there holding someone's hand while they got themselves off, and I've been like, this wasn't really what I was here for.
Yeah.
And then I reassessed when I got out of the bed. Like, I was just like, okay.
I think you want to feel important to, like, the sexual experience.
Absolutely. Like, you don't want to feel like, Freed, get out of the game.
Right. I got this.
Come on.
Right.
You're slowing us up here.
You're the weakest link in this bed. Yeah.
You're not licking the clit. You're not using your hand. You're not even putting your fingers inside. Get out of here. I'm doing this myself.
Get out of here.
It does feel like that when you're brushed to the side. Him saying the jack off is the same as the blowjob is crazy.
Right. That otherwise, not, why even encounter another person?
If I went to a pawn shop and I was like, hey, I'm going to trade in this blowjob for a hand job, they'd be like, thank you. I would be losing on the trade. A good deal. Yeah. And vice versa. So. Right.
Well, that's what I'm saying. For him, it's just about, like, I just need to come.
There are nights where there's someone, like, I do understand also the night where someone looks at you and goes, hey, this ain't working. I'm going to take it from here without embarrassing you.
Right.
But, I mean, I've talked about on this podcast where women sometimes do that thing where it's like they're so fed up that you can't get them off. And it's like, I'm here. I'm trying. I'm listening. I'm willing to take direction. Like, I'm willing to get better. I've had, you know, I'm not living in this delusion where I think that every girl I go down on gets off.
Right.
But I am not unconfident enough to think that I haven't gotten anyone off. You know what I mean? Like, right. I don't think so. It's somewhere where it seems like he's more in the wrong, but they're both getting very self-conscious.
Right. This seems like a bad sexual match.
Yeah. I'd call this the standoff.
I like that.
The standoff. What is it when two people, this is the duel. They're dueling.
I like that.
You know, like two people.
I think talk to the hand is like.
Talk to the hand is really good.
It's like pretty funny. She's got it.
The stiff arm. I don't know.
I like red flag or deal breaker.
Red flag or deal breaker.
Deal breaker.
Deal breaker.
Deal breaker. It's just like, it's not to me that. That's not what it's about for me. And
it also makes you unexcited to go down on them the next time.
Right. This is now like a chore. It's not about this
time. Yeah, because I mean, I've been in that scenario. I'm like, it's going to, you know, like, listen, taking a long time to come. Like, that's like a very like tried and true, you know, angle for a comedian. It's like, oh, they take forever to come. Sometimes you're just like, my arm hurts.
Yeah. But like there's a way to explain that in a way that's like, a little more sensitive and not like, oh, this is, we're trying to get an output here. And like, I got this, I could do this faster than you.
Yeah. This is deal breaker territory for me because I just wouldn't feel a part of the sexual experience. Holding someone's hand while they fucking get off is, you're like, what is going on?
Right. Here? You don't feel empowered.
Send your awkward sexual experience. UUP at Betches.com.
So guys, today we are sponsored by Feels. If you haven't tried Feels yet, they are a premium CBD that's delivered directly to your doorstep. And they help reduce stress, anxiety, pain, and sleeplessness.
Feels is premium CBD delivered directly to your doorstep. Feels naturally helps reduce stress, anxiety, pain, and sleeplessness. I have used Feels. What I like about what they do is they've packaged it very well. They have these flights. And you can kind of have like
you can
a
like
different,
try it. It's like a wine tasting a little for bit of CBD.
Exactly. And it's there's a and what I didn't realize is there's different CBD levels for different types of things.
Neither did I.
You can have one before going to bed that's a little bit stronger. You can have one a little bit lighter in the morning. It's really what they're trying to do is help you be a better version of yourself.
And the packaging is really cool.
Yeah, and it's cool and it's nice. And if you're new to CBD, Feels offers a free CBD hotline and text message support to help guide your personal experience. And Feels works naturally to help you feel better. There's no high, hangover, or addiction. Join the Feels community to get Feels delivered to your door every month. You'll save money on every order, and you can pause or cancel anytime. So Feels has me and Jordana feeling our best every day, and it can help you too. Become a member today by going to feels.com/UUP. That's feals.com/UUP. You'll get 50, 50, that's free money, 50% off your first order with free shipping. feels.com/UUP to become a member and get 50, 50% off. Your first order with free shipping, feels.com/UUP. UUP at betches.com. Let's do a couple emails and then we're out of here.
All right. Hey, J&J, love the podcast. I'm constantly laughing awkwardly in the subway while listening. Don't worry, I've already tagged a bitch, made it my story, and invited the group chat to a live event.
Do it again.
We're all very excited. Here's the deal. I've been dating my boyfriend for a little over a year, and we've been long distance for about 3 months as I moved to New York and he's still in college. I'm a year older. Everything is going as best as you can hope for while long distance. We talk every day and make sure to see each other once a month and have regular check-ins to make sure this is still working for both of us. Sounds like a job. Yeah. I was scrolling through Facebook the other day when I saw that he changed his profile picture to a photo of him and this girl he is in a student organization with at school.
Uh-oh.
Still uses Facebook. It was from an event they just had, but the pic still rubbed me the wrong way. He rarely posts on social, and when he does, he usually asks me for help on captions or lets me know so I can like and comment in the true millennial fashion. I get that. But said nothing about this picture. It kind of bothers me that the first picture he ever posts on Facebook of a girl is some random person I've never met. Am I reading too far into this? Am I turning into a crazy girl? Is it worth bringing up to him?
Let me do this quick. This relationship. End it.
Over.
Game over. Time for you to grow up. It's over. This guy is in college still. You are holding on to him because life is right now in transition phase.
It's scarier.
It's scary. You want some sort of, you know, some sort of constant
stability
that you can lean on. And he is, even though he's in college and you're like, oh, dumb frat guy, he's a constant for you.
Yeah.
Because right now, life is about to begin. You don't like your job. You don't like waking up. You don't know what it's going to be. Your parents are asking you about where your career is going. You have no answers to these questions.
It's the link to your youth.
It's the link to your youth. And I everything in this question is me hearing this and going, you are not allowing yourself to grow and become a different person because part of your day is on Facebook looking at his profile picture, wondering why a girl you've never met is in the picture, and he didn't ask you whether to like and comment and whether it was good enough because you like taking care of this guy, and that makes you feel like a worth it, like you have self worth, and I get that. Everything I'm saying.
What makes you think she likes taking care of him?
That she feels comfortable getting calls. When he does, he usually asks me for help on the captions, lets me know I can like. All that stuff is like, if someone's like.
I see what you're saying. She feels like by maintaining this relationship, she feels like she has like worth in a world where like someone her age in her situation is not.
Yeah. You feel a little worthless when you graduate college.
Yeah. I get it. I
think 18, people are like, that's when you become an adult. No.
It's
22,
23. 20 to 25.
Yeah. That's when you become an adult. And I think like in the privileged world, that's when you become.
Yeah, obviously.
So which this is the podcast of luxury issues. So that's okay. But like to answer her question, like you're not reading too far into this. You're not crazy. You men and your relationships.
Well,
are
she's
like,
not going to say I'm breaking up with you because you changed your profile picture.
No, but she should break up with him because she needs to fucking become an adult. And he's going to have these same feelings next year. It's easy for him to keep up with you. My point to all this is like, yeah, like all, like I'm listening to this and I'm just going, yeah, they have this saying in the financial world, past performance does not indicate future results.
Okay.
And they say that after they show you the past performances, because that's all you've got. Mm-hmm. So they're not saying that what it's done in the past means
no guarantee.
No guarantee. But what it's done in the past This is usually what happens. So if he's been the, well, how's my Facebook picture and can you comment, can you like, and then all of a sudden the minute a new chick that you've never met is in the picture, he doesn't ask those questions. Yeah, I'd say that's a prop.
Right. I also think like you wouldn't be crazy to bring it up to him.
No, not at all.
Let's say I have a feeling she's not in that. She's not even thinking about breaking up with him. This feels very comfy.
And she should break up. Yeah, I'm sorry to keep saying
and
that.
And she probably will eventually. But I think that takes people longer to get there to realize that they're in this kind of like situation. And until you get there, it's okay to be like, hey, like, who's this girl? Like, this is, you usually ask me, what's, like, if you're in a real relationship, you don't feel weird being
not at all.
I thought I always approve your Facebook pictures.
Yeah, what's going on?
Like, you didn't even run this one by me. What's going on with that? Totally. In like a fun, jokey way, but you can still say, like, if this is a real thing.
Yeah.
Which doesn't sound like it necessarily is. I think you can easily say that.
Yeah. She should say that and then end it.
There you go.
UUP at Betches.com. Let's do another.
All right. You want to read it?
Hey, J&J. I was recently talking to a girl short term, less than a month. Things were going well, and our last date, she came over and I surprised her by cooking.
Surprise! I didn't have to pay for this.
We're having pasta.
that is the initial guy.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is that what guys make?
That is what guys make.
I would grill, but I mean, just to show I'm a man.
Yeah.
I don't know if that helps. I didn't have to pay for this. It's so funny that he's like, I'm doing something sweet.
Yeah.
Cost you 20 cents.
Cheap, 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 cheap. This is my famous pasta with marinara sauce.
And a bottle of wine that I got for $10 down the street.
There you go.
Conversation was great. Getting to know each other, not one-sided on either end. Later that night,
that'll be for her to decide.
To you. Sometimes I think I don't say anything on this podcast.
Right.
So later that night, we fooled around for the first time. The night finished up what I thought was as good as possible. Week later, she ended out of the blue saying, I'm not sure I see it going further with us. She's taking a long trip abroad with her friend for about 2 weeks, so maybe that played into it. My question is, does it make sense to contact her after a trip or just move on? I'm super confused why only on the last night we got physical and then she ended things. Thanks for the help. Sincerely confused. So
you want to read that? She included the text.
Okay, let's read the text.
I'll read the pertinent one.
Or I'll be the guy, you be the girl. Okay, hold on. Is there two pages of this? No.
It's on the bottom here.
Okay.
It's just one.
So he wrote, hey, when will be a good time to meet up again? I came up with a good idea.
Hey, Scott, I really enjoy getting to know you, but I wanted to let you know I am not sure if I see going further with us. Sad smiley face. I'm sorry it's kind of taken me a while to realize because I think you're a great guy. Thank you for everything, though. I truly enjoyed all our dates and wish you all the best. I would send this text.
It's a great text.
Yeah.
She hit him.
I've sent this text before.
She stabbed him right in the heart. So there's no out of that text.
Right. I know exactly what happened here.
Okay.
She was on the fence with this guy. She figured, she probably thought, you're an attractive guy who's great on paper. She should like you.
Yep.
And then she thought, I'm not super, super attracted to him for some reason. I don't feel like there's a sexual chemistry. But you know what? I kind of want this to work.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to try it. She did something sexual with him. And then afterwards, she felt like I'm kind of even less into this than I was before, because sometimes that helps us decide. Ooh,
that's the last thing he wanted to hear.
It's just like not a sexual, it's a lack of sexual chemistry thing. If you can be honest on the guy's side, I can be honest.
No, I'm happy.
On the female end.
I think he has to hear this.
I've had this situation before where I've been like, I kind of feel like maybe if we like hook up, I'll get there.
Sure.
And then I do it and I'm like, no, now I know for sure that I'm not into it.
I mean, guys do this a lot and women get angry at them for this. Because it's like, oh, you had to fuck me to know whether you like me or not. It's like, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I kind of did.
It feels less.
The way you put it sounded way less mean.
Yeah. because with you guys, it's never, I feel like you are not, you always feel that. The sexual.
This is something we always need.
Yeah, I don't think that that's like a.
It's not something you always.
For us, like sometimes that can sort of like creep up on you.
So I'm going to ask you questions that hopefully make him feel better.
Okay.
Because repeat, please, what you just said that you, she was on the fence.
She was on the fence.
Wasn't sure if she was sexually into him.
Right. So she decided, I'm going to go for it because, like, I feel like he's a great guy and I would love for this to work out. And this is the only thing that's kind of missing here.
And then they fooled around a little bit. Right. She walked away being like, this really has no sexual chemistry.
Right.
Okay.
Not that you were necessarily, not that this guy is necessarily bad at anything sexual. I think it's more, it's never about the physical stuff. It's just about, like, the chemical thing.
This
for
is
us.
What I was going to ask you.
Yeah.
Have you ever done with someone, has that ever happened with someone where you're like, no woman should ever fuck that guy ever?
No, that's not the case.
So this is what I'm saying to him, because the way he wrote the email, it seems like he's got to get the win.
Right.
It's not even about her at this point, because she wrote a very, and some women are like, some women are naive to this as far as how much, or maybe not naive, but just don't realize how much the, like, the manhood is related to, like, the sexual beasthood type of thing.
Right.
Because he writes it, he goes, I'm super confused why only on the last night when we got physical and then she ended things. So he's taking it as, I suck in bed.
Right. No, that's not the case.
And maybe that was the case with her, but it won't be the case with everyone. But she has made her decision and you need to let her go. That's why a lot of guys will write back, well, you know, how is the vacation, and keep trying. And I'm like, I always tell women that are like, I want to end things with guys. I'm like, do it like this.
Right. This is a great text. I feel like the older I got, the more I was able to write this text.
Stab the guy in the heart, then cut the heart out and make sure that it's disconnected from all of the organs. You need to get, because the guy needs to hear, you're great, I'm great. This is not happening.
Yeah.
Because then he's going to want, because this guy is, even now with this email, with this text that he got, he's still going, well, maybe if I text her a couple of weeks,
that's not the case. It's not that she's
better in bed.
It's not that she's about, it's not about the long trip abroad with her friend. It's about her just being like, I tried to get into this. I wanted to make it work. I like the guy, but I just not feeling it.
Yeah. And he needs to walk away. No more texts. But it is interesting that he's like, I just got to show her that I'm good in bed. Like, it does feel like that's what he's writing.
No, that's not about,
it's not about that.
So for us also, just like, I feel like so much of the time it's really about like a ment. It's nothing, has nothing to do with that physically. I feel like this has happened with like a guy who's been like amazing and like physically can, like, it's not about them being able to get you off, not being able to get you off, not being like a good in bed, bad in bed. It's really just about like the way your mind is interacting with like what they're giving you.
Yeah. And I do assume that this guy's like a normal good looking guy. Like someone could be listening going,
I think,
what if they have a small penis? And it's like, shut up. It's never, not that.
Even if they did, I'm telling you, girl, we can rationalize anything. If you had felt that chemical thing, which is honestly like, this has happened with hot, super hot guys. I feel like I've been with, and I've just been like, I'm just not feeling this. And I want to. And I think that you should almost be like happy about the fact that she really like wanted to.
Yeah. Because you're a good guy. I mean, you fucking cooked her pasta.
Yeah, exactly.
So, you know, so
it's not you. You'll be fine. She's sending this text because she actually likes you.
Yeah, you'll be
fine. As a person, and she thinks that you'd be great for someone else.
If anything, you want people out there with good dating experiences with you.
Right. Maybe she'll refer you to a friend.
Well, yeah, exactly. Your best client is the best way to get paid is in referrals. As we say on this podcast, make your Instagram story. That's a referral to me.
There you go.
Tag a bitch, tag a bitch. Let's play some games.
Red flag or deal breaker? They keep a budget spreadsheet on their phone, and every time they spend money, they add to it. On dates, when they buy the drinks, Ubers, gas, etc.
This is great. Why? Why not? Everyone should be into this.
I don't think it's very sexy. It's also like all that stuff should be on your credit card and like, Bill, can't you do this later?
You know when it's sexy?
When you're trying to buy a house.
Yeah. When you're buying a house, a new car, when you have health insurance,
That's not a fun date though. Remember, if you're going out for a big dinner, you're celebrating something, and he's like, oh, what did we get? We got the bottle of wine, and then you got an appetizer. Let me just write this in.
Hold on.
Because you know what the best.
Yeah, you're putting that in. Sir, your BMW is ready. The valet has your BMW. Oh, okay.
Oh, suddenly it's better.
Sir, the car is ready. to take you home to your fully paid off mansion.
You know what a real rich person is? Someone who doesn't have to think about it.
Fair. Yeah. But I used to do financial planning. I sold life insurance and you'd go over people's like things and like their whole, like they tell you what they spend or what they don't spend. And then the people that were like the quote unquote richest were always like nurses. Like they were always doing the best. And it was because like their benefits are so great. Like they, and
they're on their shit
and they were on their shit. They were savers. Like it was just like the mentality of a nurse was to just be very like good with that stuff for whatever reason.
Right.
And it always made them sexier to me. Like it always made them.
Okay, I
like,
agree with that. Maybe like for
I
most
do understand
things,
why
but
it's
think,
unsexual.
I think it's more like if it's like an exciting bigger evening, you kind of want the idea of like we're not even thinking about it tonight. We'll deal with those.
Throw the money in the fish tank
later. I just think it takes a little something away from it.
Absolutely.
You know.
I'm fine with it though.
Okay.
Deal breaker for you?
I think if it's like, if it's for most things, I'm fine with it. If it's for everything, if they can't like relax for a second, it's nice to be with someone who can kind of like relax with money for like a little bit and still fiscally responsible. Do you know what I mean?
I understand what you're saying. Here's a
like if someone's
scenario.
Like, oh, we could save $100 by staying at this shittier hotel. Yeah. And like, does it really matter?
In the grand scheme.
Right. Where it's kind of like, can't we just like live for like a second?
So let's change this a little bit. You're on the first date. He pays. He's like, let me get the check. I got it. Thank you so much for coming. Writes it down, puts down the tip, and then takes out his phone and types something down. And you go, what's that? And you go, and he goes, ah, I just put stuff into my like Quickens. I have an app that just helps me like keep track of spending.
It's like fine.
Red flag, deal breaker on that.
It's a red flag, but I'd be a little turned off by it. I feel like I'm fine with like the idea of him doing it. I just don't want to see it like a lot of things in life.
Yeah, I hear that.
It's kind of like, let's say you went on a date with a girl and then like right after that, she like waxes her upper lip in front of you, right? It's like, do you mind that?
Excuse me.
Do you mind that she does that?
No.
Do you want to see it?
No. Yeah, that's fair.
Do you know what I mean?
Excuse me, it's upper lip
her,
time.
She starts tweezing her eyebrows. It's
not as
like,
bad as upper lip, right? But
upper lip is worse. But that's, you know what I mean.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I hear you.
I'm okay with it, like the practice of it. I think it's kind of nice to be responsible, but I don't want to see it in the beginning.
If I'm taking, I was thinking of like a similar one to me would like, if I'm taking care of the check, if the girl looks over and goes, so, looks over at the tab and goes, so how much was it? I'm like, no, this has nothing to do with you.
Like she says that.
If that happened, I'd be like, oh, that's kind of a deal breaker.
You've thought about that happening.
Yeah. I've never had it happen, but I've thought about it.
Yeah. I try to pretend like I don't even, it doesn't even exist.
You're twiddling your thumbs.
Right.
Whistling in the corner. Let's do another.
Yeah.
He has two guinea pigs at age 30.
I'm out. I really don't like.
Out?
Yeah, I don't like that.
Wow.
It's like kind of gross. It's like kind of. Guinea pig. I wouldn't be into a cat. I feel like this is like worse. If someone had two cats, I'd be out.
Okay.
Would you be out of two cats?
No.
Something about an adult male with like weird furry pets that are not dogs just seems like strange to me.
To me, a cat, I wrote this whole thing about how you'd want to date a cat owner over a dog owner, and now I'll get 1,000 DMs.
You do, because they're self-sustaining?
Cats are self-sustaining. Also,
it's like kind of creepy.
Also, cats don't just like come up to you and kiss you anytime you want to kiss.
They're a little more discerning with their love.
A little more discerning. So I think a cat person is a little more realistic with love.
So you're fine with if she has two guinea pigs?
I'd be cool with it. I'd be like, oh, that's your thing. But it's not like I'm like taking them when she goes on vacation. Like,
well, she asks you to.
No. Good luck.
Drop it off at guinea pig daycare.
Yeah, guinea care.
It's like there's something creepy about like weird animals, I think.
Yeah, the like off-brand pets.
Yeah.
What if they have a fish?
That's okay. That's
and
like
then they go up to the tank and like, hi, like talk to it like a dog.
I don't like when I don't even like people who talk to their dogs like they're like in that way.
Interesting.
There's just something a little like snuff.
It's not
a person.
It's a rescue.
The guinea pig.
But the guinea pig saved me. Let's do one more.
All right. His Halloween costume includes a paper towel boner, and she sent some screenshots.
So these go in order?
I think so.
Okay, so you be her.
I think they're in order. Okay.
Which iconic one with the finger mustache?
Supreme T leopard jacket.
Last year I was a lifeguard with a boner and a tank that said free hugs.
Cigarette. What?
I honestly would have no clue who you'd be. You can do better than that. A lifeguard with a fake boner. Oh, he repeats it. He double downs.
She's sure. Okay, I really don't know how to respond to that.
LOL. Not a fan of boners or lifeguards. You'd be surprised how many people tried to grab it.
I guess it's a bold costume.
Mostly dudes. Ha ha.
Shock.
It was pretty hefty boner. I used a paper towel roll. Ha ha. A lot of people took pictures. It was great. This year, I don't know. I have an old Woody costume, maybe a pilot.
I would take this guy for telling me who he is without telling me, I would say.
Yeah, I...
Because he's not even saying, yeah, I was completely ridiculous. But like, it turned out to be pretty funny.
Here's the problem. It's less the boner costume. It's more that he's in love with how funny he was right. in the boner costume.
It's speaking to a maturity level to me.
Yeah, and it's like, that's the worst Halloween person to me. The worst Halloween person is the one that dresses up and then takes on the full character and can't stop talking about how funny they were for dressing up.
Right.
It's amateur's night for people that think they're funny.
And a lot of the time, it's marginally...
It's
kind of cute.
And it's like,
right.
Do you ever notice
funny
that?
For like a second.
A second. And then yeah. It's like, do you have that person in your life that you've seen on Halloween that's like, they're just like, they're quiet and everything else. And then all of a sudden,
they're
Halloween.
They're a fucking comedian.
They're a fucking comedian. You're like, oh, no. Yeah. You're today's the day.
Right.
That you're coming out of the.
Back off.
Coming out of the quiet closet. Yeah. Get out of here.
Right.
It's easy today. The world lets you dress as lifeguard with a boner with free hugs.
Yeah, this guy seems like a little annoying to me.
He's annoying. Yeah, I agree.
I wouldn't be like, it's not so much that he wore the costume. It's that he's like.
Still talking about
it. Right. He thinks it's hysterical.
It's like the person that brings food to the party and then keeps telling you, have you tried my food?
Seriously.
It's like, no, I didn't. Your fucking dip sucked.
Grow up.
Grow up.
That's our show.
I just like that he goes, like that he's so proud of it. He's like, I don't know, this year I have an old Woody costume, maybe a pilot. Or maybe I'll just walk around with balls on my head and just tell people I got a face full of balls. Like, dude, what are you? I don't know.
Right.
He's annoying.
He's like trying too hard to seem like he's like funny, cool
Mr.
guy.
Funny, cool
like, I don't
guy.
Give a shit what you think.
Saying before showing.
Yeah.
That's our episode.
Anyway, we will see you next week in all of the northeastern cities, and
we'll be there. Go buy those tickets. UUP, betches.co/UUPLive, or go to my website. Yeah. It's all there. It's there.
Thank you so much for your submissions. If you're coming to the Boston show, please send us either your deal reveals, or if you're a guy, we'd like to do another guy dating app makeover.
Deal reveals, dating app makeovers, UUPLive@betches.com. And we'll be back next episode.
Boom. Bye.